حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيده. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد واكرم وترحم وتحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته الى يوم الدين، اما بعد. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل ان كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم، لا يؤمن احدكم حتى اكون احب اليه من والده وولده والناس اجمعين، او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, nourisher, sustainer, protector and controller of every single thing in this. Peace and salvation be upon his beloved Rasul Muhammad Rasulullah and our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, companions, on every single brothers and sisters who followed the righteous guidance of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remind and advise and emphasize in every single sermon khutbah, ittaqullah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he requested us and he commanded us to lead a life of taqwa. Life of taqwa means that in every single moment we internalize and we try to connect ourselves with our Creator Lord Almighty Allah and try to connect ourselves with life after death and try to see that how I can be, you know, a person accountable to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the taqwa that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has requested us to have it. My respected brothers, generally in the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, the praise of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah, the characteristic, the lifestyle of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is continuously reminded to one another. It is, there is a majalis of zikr, majalis of salawat, where people come together in order to remember Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my respected brothers, we must try to understand loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means. What does it mean? Loving him, loving Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is part of our iman and part of our deen and part of our life. Without the love of Allah and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our iman is not completed. Our deen is not completed. My respected brothers, naturally, when it comes to loving someone, how do you start loving someone? As children, when we are born, we do not know this is our mother, this is our father. There is a natural instinct that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed, that we call it fitra, natural instinct that Allah has placed in our heart, that Allah, through that natural instinct, we start loving our parents. We start loving Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are connected to us, those who have been mentioned continuously in our presence, those who have been praised continuously in our presence, naturally gain faith in our heart. Naturally, they gain the place. It starts increasing, tip by tip, little by little, step by step. It starts increasing because this person has been mentioned so excessively in praise. This person has been mentioned in my presence so much, lovingly. And that person sacrificed. The person that whatever he has done for us is being continuously reminded to us. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, he says that we used to teach our children the seerah, maghazi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the life of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama nu'allim surah min al-Qur'an. How we used to teach the surah from the Qur'an. When the children are small, we start by, you know, we start their learning journey by teaching them Qur'an. Alif Ba Ta, Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Nas and Falaq. The children start learning from us. At home we teach them, and we hire someone who can come weekly, daily, and can come and teach them. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu said, similarly, we used to teach our children the maghazi, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, loving him means we need to know him and follow him. And we need to know him and follow him. Loving him means it's part of our iman. Loving him means that we should do things that will, that way we can gain his love, closeness to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Loving him means when we try and express his love and we try to spread the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, among the Sahaba there are many characters that the seerah and the life of Sahaba have been protected and conveyed to us. And there is a special mother, Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha. Her name was Baraka, but she was known as Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha. Who's Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha? She was the first person when soon as the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave birth, the blessed birth took place, immediately the first person to hold Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha. And she's the only lady in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the birth to death, and she lived even a little bit longer. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so much of love and attachment. There are so many stories and incidents where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go and visit her and used to ask her, how are you doing? How are you feeling? You know what was her response? I am good. I am fine. Ma dam al-Islam al khayr. As long as the Islam is in a good state, I am in a good state. Allahu Akbar. She loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. After sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, she was continuously crying. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu visited her, and they were trying to counsel her, trying to talk to her and tell various things, and asked Ummu Ayman radiallahu anhu, don't you think that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in a better place? Because generally when you miss someone and with anything, that person is in a better place, not going through difficulty. The love that we have, we feel okay, alhamdulillah. We feel comfortable, although they are not physically in front of us, they are not present physically with us. So when we see that, we hear. But Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha, he said, I am not worried about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am not crying because sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed. The reason that I am crying, my respected brothers, he said, the wahi has discontinued. After sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this earth, after sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, wahi is not going to continue. What does it mean? She loved him so much. She loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. But the reflection of that love is the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The connection. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the stairway. That is the pathway. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the move, the vehicle for us to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what happened. Sahaba could not bear it. There was a Bedouin in Masjid al-Nabawi when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. He was going up and down, and he was making dua, oh Allah, take my eyesight, oh Allah, take my eyesight. This was his dua. Back and forth he was doing. They asked him, why are you doing this? Why are you making dua? He said, you know, my eyes should see the Lord. Allahu Akbar. Said, I don't want to see anything other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That should be the last sight. The excessive love. Bilal radiallahu anhu, the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could not continue call azan in Medina. He could not call ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. He could not because the excessive love that he had. He could not stay in Medina, live in Medina after sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed. He could not stay in Medina because wherever he go, whatever he see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He left Medina. Later on there was a story when Bilal radiallahu anhu visited Medina, the grandchildren of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hassan and Hussein, they all returned their request. Can we have one more adhan from you? The adhan we used to hear the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal radiallahu anhu, the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he said that adhan after a few years, Allahu Akbar, the entire Medina start crying. They start remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were flocking towards the Masjid al-Nabawi. So much of love. But you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the word. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu was reading that. What is the word? Sallallahu ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum wala fi Rasulullah wa khatamun nabiyyin. How much ever you love, he is the Rasul of Allah. And he is the final messenger. He is the final messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. There were so many messengers came and they left. When they came and leave, are you going to go back to your jahiliyyah? Are you going to go back to your own desire? Are you going to follow your desire? What does it mean? Loving Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means being steadfast in the deen that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced. The love that we have gained for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means that we need to try and strive to stick to the fundamentals and the basic of Islam. Fundamental and basic of Islam. If that love is not helping us to wake up in the morning for Fajr, that means there is something wrong. If that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we hear the adhan, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, when we're hearing that, if we are not feeling that love in our heart, if we are not grateful to Almighty Allah for blessing us with the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the greatest blessing. That's why after every adhan, my respected brothers, we read so many things, we do so many du'as, but we do not internalize and try to understand what those du'a and supplications mean. The du'a of adhan is that we as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking our Lord Almighty Allah to grant Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highest place in Jannah, maqam al-mahmood. This is every one who listens to adhan after that, Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. O Allah, the Lord of this complete da'wah, call. وَالصَّلَاةِ الْقَائِمَةِ. The Lord of the one, you know, the salah is going to be established for the one who the adhan has been called for. That is Lord Almighty Allah. Then the du'a comes. آتِ مُحَمَّدًا الْوَصِيلَةَ وَالْفَضِيلَةَ. O Allah, grant Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on behalf of us all whatever good deeds that we do, give him a share. Because everything is possible, everything is happening because he introduced Allah. He introduced you to us, O Allah. وَبَعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَثَ. And O Allah, elevate him. O Allah, grant him. O Allah, give him the maqam al-mahmood that you promised. We don't need to ask that. Allah has promised and definitely لا يخلف الله ميعاد. Allah will never ever take back. Oh, Allah will never betray. Whatever promise that Allah has given, He will fulfill. But it is the gratitude as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that we need to read this dua. And do you know what is the benefit that we get by reading this dua? We get the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We become worthy of receiving the intercession of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why our predecessors add with this dua, the first part of the dua Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, and they add the dua, وَرُزُقُنَا شَفَاعَتَهُ وَأَوْرِضْنَا حَوْلَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادَ. The first part, the dua Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Second part, the predecessor scholars, the pious scholars, they add, O Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And O Allah, bless us the Hawdul Kawthar, where we must be able to, you know, drink from the hands of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the wa'da, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ, and you will never take back the wa'da that you have given to us. When we read this dua, your wa'da is that you will grant us shafa'a. So my respected brother, the one who listens to adhan, and he responds to adhan, and he makes, after adhan he supplicates, he makes this dua, do you think that person who does that, he will neglect salah? He neglects salah? He will never do that. Because when he does this, he is remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is missing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wants to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to be in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you need to do excessive sujood. Excessive sujood. There was a sahabi among the ashab al-suffa, Rabi'ah. Rabi'ah ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu. He came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabi'ah ibn Aslam was a very poor sahabi. He is a homeless. He used to sleep in Masjid al-Nabawi. He didn't have any income. Whatever food has been brought to Masjid al-Nabawi, he used to eat. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him so much. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved each and every one of us. He loved every sahabi so much that every sahabi thought that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved me the most. Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, once he thought Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him so much. Amr ibn As, actually he embraced Islam very late. 3-4 years, you know, 2 years or 3 years before Fath Makkah. He asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, whom do you love most? Thinking that the answer is going to be you. It's going to be you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I love Aisha radiallahu anha most. I know that, you know, your wife, and amongst men, then he said, min al-rijal, amongst men, who do you love more? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abuha, I love her father most amongst men. Amr ibn As radiallahu anha didn't stop. The narrator says, he was going on asking, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Thumma Umar, Thumma Uthman, Thumma Ali. He went on until Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the name, and then you, Amr ibn As, Allahu Akbar. Until that, he was going on asking, when did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made every single sahabi feel so special. But not only the sahabas, even he missed us, he loved us. He loved us. He says, I'm missing my brothers. I'm missing my brothers. Sahabas were very upset, Ya Rasulullah, then who are we? Antum ashabi, you are my companions. My brothers are those who will come after me. But they will be able to ready to sacrifice anything just to see me. And they will love me so much. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed us, and he made dua for us. He wanted to be in our company, my respectable. Rabi'ah ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu, he was so close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once called Rabi'ah ibn Aslam and said, what do you want? Ask whatever you want, I will ask Allah. Whatever you want, I will give you. Just imagine this person is poor, he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have an income. Allah Akbar. You know what he asked? We would have asked so many things of dunya. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة يس يا يونسين. But you know, being in the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enjoyment, the happiness, the contentment, tranquility that Rabi'at ibn Aslam is experiencing, he doesn't want to miss that. You know what he says? مُرَافَقَتَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You know what I want? I want to be with you in Jannah, ya Rasulullah. That's what I want. That's it. You want anything else? Please ask. Rabi'at ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu says, مُرَافَقَتَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I want to be with you in Jannah. You know what did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Then you help me, أَعِنِّي بِكَثَرَةِ السُّجُودِ. You help me by doing excessive sujood. Insha'Allah, you will be with me, but you have to do one favor, that you do excessive sujood. So my respected brother, loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to be in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to increase our sujood. We need to increase our sujood. That we need to humble ourselves. Sujood means humbling ourselves in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to get that humbleness. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who will be very close to me in day of Qiyamah in Jannah, the one who has the best of character. Allahu Akbar. Among you, I love those who have best character. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected brothers, loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to reflect in our life. It has to have a reflect and connection and impact in our character. If we love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we increase in salawat, and if we express arrogance towards others, Allahu Akbar, that means there is something wrong. Our heart has not softened. There's something wrong. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. The Quran mentioned about the Sahaba. It says one of their character, they, when they go among disbelievers, they will expose their Islam. They will say, I'm very proud to be a Muslim. They will not shy away being a Muslim. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ is not being arrogant with kuffar. That means, in the presence of kuffar, you will highlight yourself, I am a Muslim. And I'm proud to be a Muslim. I'm a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm proud to be that. But amongst the believers, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, amongst the believers, he will humble himself so much, he will think, other believers are better than me. He will actually humble so much and think, that believer will be greater than me. He will humble himself. He will humble himself. Allahu Akbar. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is the greatest individual, the greatest human being after all the prophets. After all the prophets, greatest. But he was so humble. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, he even till his last moment, he feared hypocrisy. Nifaq, he feared that. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, these days, the humanity, our brothers and sisters, we praise so much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you go to the digital world, you go and you just type, you can find so much of praise. But the humanity is finding difficult to see someone who really loves Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by looking at their character. Akhlaq. We should forgive. We should give up. Because the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear spiritual brothers, we need to train ourselves, exert ourselves. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. In the path of Allah, in the path of Allah, we need to strive. We need to exert ourselves. We need to try and do that. This is the love, the reflection of love that we try and emphasize. And my respected brothers, Rabi'in al-Awwal month, we try, and it is just a means to introduce, to increase the love. That is not the objective. That is not the objective. The objective is loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and loving Almighty Allah and then following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for best of our ability. We cannot do that. Because the standard of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very high. You try how much ever you can all reach this. The standard is very high. Right? In any aspect you follow, that's why Allah said, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Allah will forgive you. You try. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us? He wants us to try and follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we interact with the family, Allahu Akbar, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of the fathers. The best. And what did he say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with, you know, 7 children, 3 boys and 4 girls. 3 boys and 4 girls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him, all his children except for Fatima radiallahu anha, rest passed away while Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was living and he buried him. As parents, you know how difficult losing a child. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one after other. Abdullah, Qasim, Ibrahim, Zainab, Ruqayya, Ummu Kulthum, radiallahu anhum. Each and every one of them, some grew up. Zainab, Ruqayya, Ummu Kulthum, they passed away after they grew up. Fatima radiallahu anha, the one, only one who was there in the moment Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was departing from this world. But you know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Fatima radiallahu anha a glad tidings. What was the glad tidings? After me, the first person in my family who's gonna meet me, who's gonna come and join me, is you, Fatima radiallahu anha. My respected brother, a believer's heart, we must yearn for it. Why is a gift, you know, why is the mouth is a gift for the believer? Because that we, the entire life we sacrifice for Allah and Rasulullah. Let me conclude with this. My Ustaz, Bilawal Rahimullah, this comes into my mind. He passed away due to COVID 2 years ago. Allahu Akbar. You know, he used to exert himself so much. Sometimes sleepless nights, teaching us one after other, doing so much of research. His entire effort was establishing and proving the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the equal sound to the Quran. There are people who come, neglect, reject the Sunnah and they say only Quran. You cannot understand Quran. If you reject Sunnah, it is equal to rejecting the Quran because you cannot understand the Quran without Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the commentary, that is the explanation of how you should understand the Quran. And that's what is existing going on. This should be the motivation of all of us. And he used to defend the Sahaba. You know, that some people later on start finding faults in the Sahaba. My respected brothers, if you love Rasulullah, you should love all those who love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you should love his family sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I left after me Quran and Sunnah and my family. Quran, Sunnah and my family and Sahabas. Without Sahabas, the deen wouldn't have been protected. Allah used them to protect every single word of the Quran. Allah used them to protect the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to love the Sahabas as well. So my Ustaz used to always defend. If anybody come and speak about ill about the Sahabi, he said, no, you cannot do that. Because sometimes different ideology comes in and they start, and you say, you reject, if you reject Sahaba, it is equal to rejecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you reject the family members of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their Quran purifies them, it is equal to rejecting sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and rejecting the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And you know, he used to exert himself so much. And some of our students used to ask him, why are you exerting yourself so much? Late night, only 1 hour, 2 hours sleeping, whole night, teaching, reading, researching and writing. That's my only motivation. This is my hope. In day of Qiyamah, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu, they should come to me. They should hold my hand, one person in right hand, other person in my left hand. They should lift me up and say, oh brother, you defended us when we were in, not in, when we were not there. Allahu Akbar. And they must take me and introduce to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, this is, you know, our brother, your brother, who defended you, Ya Rasulullah, and he defended us. This is my motivation. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. My respected brother, every single thing that we do, our motivation should be that Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be proud of us in their qiyamah. You know, there's a hadith, Muazzin will have, you know, long neck. That doesn't mean Muazzin didn't look like Firaq in their era. You know, when I was telling this, one child was asking me, oh, so Shaykh, you know, that means like they will be like Firaq with a long neck. You know, what does it mean? Every Muazzin, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be recognizing that they will be outstanding, Allahu Akbar. Because they said continuously, Ashhadu anna ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Easily Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize them. And those who perform wudu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize them because all the limbs of the wudu will be shining and glowing in their qiyamah. And say, oh, these are the people who perform wudu. That's to recognize, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recognize them. So my respected brothers, loving him is part of our deen and iman. Loving the sahaba is part of our iman and Islam. Loving the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of our deen. Loving means following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Loving means that we try to inculcate the good akhlaq of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and being a person who is very humble. We'll humble ourselves front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll humble ourselves front of the believers and we'll expose our Islam, our Iman amongst the disbelievers. Not in arrogance that we're not going to disgrace them. No, that you saying that I am being a Muslim is the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. In this month of Rabiul Awwal and continuously, we should engage in learning and teaching the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuing the legacy of the Sahaba where they preserve and teaching. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the real love of Allah and Rasulullah.